I'm looking for the Forest Service to kickstart what they're doing much more aggressively and, you know, suffer the lawsuits. You know, we need to quit kowtowing to the idea of a lawsuit coming from environmental groups saying, oh, no, you can't go in that, get that scorched, you know, post-fire timber. It might disturb some species that likes burned out forests, you know, like maybe it's a certain type of woodpecker or something. Like, well, you know, we got hundreds of thousands of acres to cover, and it's just flat not reasonable. Yet we keep kowtowing to that. There's a situation down in New Mexico where there are some feral cattle, wild cattle, that were in a portion of a Forest Service area around the Gila River. And they hired sharpshooters and helicopters to go out and shoot those cattle, around 50 of them, because it was causing such an environmental problem, them being near a river. And this is a deal they cut with one of the environmental organizations. And so they paid a lot of money. And even though they assured people locally they weren't going to do it, then all of a sudden, last minute, they changed their mind, decided to go ahead and do it. So, and then you see photos of the cattle, like a big bull laying right in the middle of the river they're trying to protect, dead. So that makes me pretty angry that that's the kind of stuff that they're doing and prioritizing when we've got so much that needs to be done. And I still have towns in my district that are vulnerable. You know, they're doing some pretty good work around some of them along the highways and such near a couple of the towns. But, you know, when you see like what happened with the million-acre Dixie Fire last year, when the weather and wind conditions are such that they can't stop it. We need more buffers. We need more places to, you know, man a defense if a fire has come a long ways towards what we're trying to protect.